I just turned the radio on. I listened to it a little bit on the way home from work and then turned it back on again on my last little bit before I get to the house. I have not heard anything. It again. Yeah, I just hope he's all right. I've heard that knee surgery. Yeah, when I ride the bicycle, if my knees start hurting, I ease off on the pedals and have to slow down a little bit. And the pain usually subsides when I do that. So I've learned not to push too hard anymore. As much as I used to, I've got a stand in the garage, and I put it on there when I ride in the garage, and a TV where I can watch Andy Griffith or something like that. I do that if the weather's really bad. But Saturday I got out and rode some on the Doodle Trail, and I hadn't done that in a while outside, and I could really tell it too. Sometimes I can have a stressful day at work and come home and ride the bike about 30 minutes, and I just feel so much more relaxed and so much better. I'm about to go into the area that's really, really scratchy, and it's hard for people to hear me.
Like the thing I got downstairs to hang my the coats on and stuff. It's a recumbent bicycle.
Hi, Dave. Keep it up.
Yeah, and I'll have to admit, that's good. I usually have to wind up taking a nitroglycerin when I do that. And you do not want to do that if you got heart problems after you eat. The doctor said that your heart is working to digest your food. And boy, I'll guarantee you, that's the truth. But I kind of like that recumbent bike. It sounds a lot like what yours is. You just sit on it and pedal it and choose the amount of resistance you want.
Thank you. different than these people. I'm bicycling, and then everything is coming, and it's rock bicycling. It was so cold, the pedals were made out of plastic, and they broke it. And the only thing on the pedal was the skin in the middle, it was the metal, and the metal axle for the pedal. So I had two metal axles, and that's what I had to pedal with. And if your foot slid off of that axle, there's no kind of pedal on there, and that metal end goes up the side of your leg, and if you really pull that side, that would hurt.
You know, back in Kansas, we get bad snowstorms, and the first day that it snowed, you know, if you got 6 inches of snow or so, I didn't mind that so much. I could handle that. But that paper sack, you know, we had to fold the papers. You didn't roll them back then, and stack them in there just perfectly, or else you wouldn't get 135 in it. But the next day, after the cars made all the ruts in the slush and that, and then it froze, oh, that was a booger. And them tires on that old Cushman Eagle was 4 inches wide, Dave, I'd say. And, boy, you just bust your rear a lot of times. So one morning, I was getting ready to leave the yard, and I had the scooter on the sidewalk right in front of the porch. So I started the scooter. You had to start it standing up from the side, and kind of like the old BMWs. And then I got on it, and I started to ride off, and I never made it 3 feet. It fell over on me. My papers went all over the yard. I talked to that thing a blue streak, you know, and called it all sorts of names, and picked up the papers, put them all back in the paper sack, and got back on the scooter and started out the driveway. I thought I'd slipped on the ice. What it really was, I made it out to the edge of the driveway and it fell over on me in the middle of the road. The back tire was flat, but it was still so early in the morning it was dark and I didn't know it.
All the things we remember from our childhood. Well, our pre-adulthood, our teens. Years. I guess I was a preteen when I was living in Logansport doing all that same stuff, delivering newspapers. one thing I do remember is we had sidewalks. I didn't have to ride in the street. I could ride my bicycle on the sidewalk, and there wasn't very many people out at all because I'd do it really early in the morning. But the bad thing about it is it was up north. And up north, the sidewalks aren't flat. Up north, the ice gets under the sidewalks, and it freezes, and it raises it up, and it breaks it, and you've got these peaks and valleys all over the place. So it's not a smooth ride on the sidewalk up north because tree roots lift them up, ice lifts them up. They just get all broken up, so it was kind of a rough ride. Anyway, Tom, I got to go back to working on this log analyzer that I'm working on. Good talking to you, and you too, Bernice. Good hearing you, both of you this afternoon. You take care, and we'll catch you on the net. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Well, it's good to reminisce some of the things we lived through. I blew the tire when I got on the bypass one day, and I got up to about 15 to 60 miles an hour, and the back tire blew. And the rear end of that scooter come out horizontal to me. And I managed to get that thing stopped without killing myself and made it off the highway. But you ought to try to push one of those things. They were heavy. One of my neighbor's friends, he'd go to Colorado every year, and they have a Cushman meet out there. And he put a four-cylinder Honda 350. I didn't even know they made those. In that, he says, they kept outrunning me out there, Tom. And he's an old guy at the time, but he says, they never outrun me again with that 350 Honda and that Cushman Eagle. Take care, Dave. W4DJW N0TR. Clear.